Hi guys, sometimes we have lot of experience, lot of skills and the ability to lead teams to something very different, but we are not just given the scope, the chance to do anything like that. We are not simply given the opportunity to lead. We don't even get the call for interview. We don't qualify. So how do we manage all these things? So let us today discuss about the mindfulness, the only secret that can lead you to a huge success. Hi guys, this is Sangeeta and I'm a leadership growth mentor. Oftentimes I have come across people who, despite having a lot of potential, they are not doing well. They are simply sidelined, and it is not others to blame. The circumstances are not to be blamed, or it is not about bad luck. It is about mindfulness. So let us talk about mindfulness as to how we can implement in our life. So Seth Godin, the famous management guru, who says, I say he has very impressive talks about mindfulness in life. And he says that if a person becomes mindful, say just for 1 minute or so, if he thinks over a certain problem, certain circumstances, then he becomes, he sees that it is possible. When he sees that it is possible, he becomes responsible. The moment he becomes responsible, then it is possible. It becomes possible and he goes on to create that hypothetical scene. Even if he thinks it is wrong, even if people say it is wrong. So, this is just a moment of thought, a concentrated thought for a minute or even few seconds. If you have this focused thought wherein you see things very clearly, that is what mindfulness is all about. And when we are mindful, you know, several kinds of messages come to mind and you will never know how those messages came to your mind. For example, when I was a child, I was thinking of a bus because I loved to move around. See, I basically love traveling in the countryside, watching the greenery and moving, and while moving, to be mindful, to be meditative about this thing. I love to be kind of lost in my thoughts. Do you like that? That is one kind of mindfulness or meditation, maybe. And when I did that, might be you all have experienced the same thing. Whenever we do that, what happens is we get a lot of messages about very different things. And we never know. See, when I was a child, there was no TV. So there was no chance of seeing it somewhere. So I didn't see, just I imagined about a bus, a moving bus, wherein the close friends will be there and we'll be moving from one country to another. So there is no fun in traveling and looking at the countryside alone, all by yourself. There is somebody, like say a lot of people should be there, friends should be there to share our happiness and whatever we have seen. So does the other person also see what we have seen? And when we discuss the things, the thing, whatever we have admired, that becomes multiple. You know, the best scenario, scene, circumstances, scenic beauty, everything becomes multiplied within our mind. So the mind is the best place where the most beautiful imagination can happen. And the most intuitive thoughts also can come to the mind. So we are troubled by and moved by, perplexed by many scenarios in our lives, right? So there is little chance that we'll be getting our mind to bring to a standstill, because it is not more than a minute. Just to start with, we can just have a minute of time wherein we are thinking about just one thing, right? So which is the most interesting thing that you will be thinking? The one thought that actually kind of engulfs your mind. So the burning desire, maybe it is a daydream. You can term it as a daydream, a huge dream which has not yet happened, and you don't see any possibility of that dream taking place, but those thoughts have come to your mind without your control, right? Have you done it with some kind of control in your mind? No. Most of the time it is not. And even if you have done some controlling, it is fine. What control can you have? How did you, like say $1 billion, what do you think about it? So it has come to my mind, why $1 billion only? Or say multiple billion dollar only. Suppose I never knew that there are very few people who have achieved that $1 billion enterprise. So how come it has come to my mind? Because I would have thought much smaller number which is achievable, because I haven't yet started any business. So here is the catch. This is what I learned while I was reading something. I learned that actually I was listening to Vishen Lakhiani's Code of the Extraordinary Mind, you know. And when I went through that exercise that he does about what are the across the different dimensions, he has outlined what an extraordinary mind should be. And across all the dimensions, I scored something extraordinary, which means it is like only 4% of people in the world think like that. And that is not important thing, right? How people can think anything. Can anybody stop another person from thinking? No. So how much can you think depends on what you think, how you think, and where you want to reach. So the more possibility that you give yourself, the more broader thought process it will happen, and the more engaging your mind would be. And that is when you can stick, your mind can stick to one thought. Don't distract your mind or tell your mind to shut up and stop that thought, because it costs nothing. It costs nothing. It's just a thought. So let us start with that thought, whatever that thought is. So now, from whatever I have said, I say you can take inspiration and start thinking very wildly. It doesn't matter. It doesn't cost you a damn, even if you think very high. And you think that it will cost you a huge disappointment? No, it will not. Because, you know, what do you compare it with? You compare it with your present circumstances. And what you are what your vision is, the bigger your vision, you know, when you start thinking about a big dream, you start creating a vision, right? A vision. And once that vision is created, you start getting a process. It might be very difficult for you right at the moment, but that is what you will, if you pursue with it, slowly, slowly, it starts becoming easier. Even if it is not yet, say within a year or two, it is not yet possible for you to achieve there, to reach there, then also you have traveled a lot more distance than what you were when you started with this thought. So this is the magic, right? This is the secret of having a big thought. Everybody talks about having a big thought only. Have a big thought and be engrossed within it. That is the secret of law of attraction as well. So just I am asking you to be dreamy about whatever vision you think you should have to have a greater life, and allow your mind to give you hints, bring your sixth sense into practice, and so that you are not in the past, not in the future, but right now, when you are having that dream, having that burning desire, you are in the present, right? So how easy is that? How difficult is that? How easy is that? Can you try about that? So then it is a position, a point where the mind and heart come together. The mind is very logical. The heart is like, it is filled with emotions. So when you have a dream going on inside your mind, trying to figure out how to reach there, that is when the confluence happens. So, and that is the point of meditation. The moment you are at that point, then whatever you think, that starts to happen. That is the basic of law of attraction, but in the management sense as well, you start seeing things which will be possible, which might be possible. There is a possibility of a thing when you are very, very mindful. Because you can see, think about Elon Musk and think about Steve Jobs, who are the present and our own same time as us, the burning examples who have seen whatever was not seen till they saw, right? So that is an ethical foundation wherein you can start your journey with a dream. And non-judging, have patience, beginner's mind, trust. So it is like a child. So you are with your mind of a child, and the child sees everything as possible, right? So your mind becomes that. And thought and awareness both become the same. You know very well that this is still a dream, but also you know that the thoughts, those are coming in, which are not yours. Those are being given to you as sixth sense by some other source. So you are connecting to a higher source. Then you feel kind of different because you are not limited to the present circumstances, limitations. So then practicing mindfulness is the next thing. And how do you practice? It is like, say, all the time making a habit of coming to this one point thought process every day, a certain time, so say for a minute, and this is your own time where you energize yourself. So it is nobody knows. They say, when I'm saying this, I also don't know what magic it will bring. But anyways, everybody says, and so far whatever magic has happened in my life happened because of those moments when I see something. And still today also, whatever I can see, people won't be able to see for 6 months. And after 6 months, it is every day is happening. Everybody accept that. So how does it happen? What is the advantage of me seeing it ahead of time? That is the beginners and early movers advantage that one can have. That is what many people have. Many successful people have. So let us start with mindfulness. And it is very essential. And when I speak to people, many people, they don't see this. The other day I was talking to somebody and he was saying that I have the experience. I have 25 years of experience and I'm going to get a job and you don't have to test my ability. So if you are going to get a job, why haven't you got a job as yet? You know? Because you don't behave like having a 25 years of experience. You should, with 25 years of experience, you should have a vision. And that vision has to be very broad, all inclusive. And even if it hasn't yet happened, you should know how it can happen. So that is what I say when I talk and counsel people. I hope this helps you. And by the way, my name is Sangeeta, and sometimes my Zoom behaves very, very, very awkwardly, and it kind of publishes my name as Nilima Bandhav. Right? So don't get confused over that. And if you are watching this video live, then you can say live. And if you are watching on replay, then say hashtag replay and also comment and take action. By the way, take action. And what you can do is in the video itself, there will be a link to book a call with me. So do that. Let us talk. Thank you for watching.